You know, Nate, regular Arizona would think, well, the tree of the month this time of year has got to be your Palo Verde being in bloom. And when we put together our first ever home maintenance calendar, we had just covered Palo Verde, so we didn't want to do a repeat that quick. So John has picked a different tree for our tree of the month. It's called the Acacia Anura. Acacia Anura. Well, tell me about this tree of the month.
Well, it's a wonderful tree. It's native of Australia, and it's really a good tree for our environment because it really tolerates the heat well. It's very slow growing, and it's very low water use. So it's a nice tree that you can plant along roadways under power lines, and it can sustain for many, many years.
Evergreen?
It is evergreen. It's more woody in nature, and it has about a two-inch gray-green phylloid. It's not a true leaf. It's a phylloid. And they are evergreen. They bloom usually in the winter, but sometimes intermittently in the summers when they get confused by rains.
I would say it's ever-gray.
Ever-gray,
yes. It is gray-green in color, and it gives a nice contrast to darker greens in a landscape design. But it is a xeriscape plant.
And so tell me the difference between a leaf and a what?
A phylloid.
A phylloid. What's the difference between a leaf and a phylloid? Who got the job of distinguishing those?
Phylloid is a modified leaf type of structure. So look it up in your Wikipedia to get the precise definition.
Often in acacias, you'll see a phylloid, and then you'll see a very true leaf, which is very minute at the very tip in a...
And so one more time, it's called Acacia Anura.
Acacia Anura. And the common name would be mulga.
And how big will a mulga get?
Well, they usually have a small trunk, and then they're low branching. And they're more of a shrub in the landscape and usually don't grow more than 20 to 25 feet at maturity.
Like
but
you
very
said,
slow growing.
Perfect for under power lines or privacy fencing.
Yeah, really nice tree. Really nice tree. And it will live with our environment going forward in the future. As we talked about with the pines, you know, we have to start looking at planting trees that are going to be able to tolerate our future high temperatures that we're expecting.
Yeah, it's a shame when you see one of those great, 40, 50, 60-year-old Aleppo pines that, you know, is just, like you said, when you've got all the holes, you're past the point of rescue and it's going to have to come down. That's a hard thing to replace something that established in your yard.
You know, when you do find the flathead borers infested in a tree, you know, it's a last result. But if you want to try to save the tree, sometimes that's the best thing to do. And if you have flathead borers in one tree, you may want to treat other trees to prevent them from taking, you know, falling under attack.
No guarantees, but you got nothing to lose at that point to try.
Especially when you see galleries that are established, yes.
Let's get to Mike, who wants to talk about his peach tree from Apache Junction. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Yes, thank you. I have a peach tree, and last summer was its first summer, and it just barely made it through. Lost a lot of its foliage and just kind of looked like it was starving for water all summer. I've talked to several people, and I've gotten many different answers about how much water I should be giving this thing. And what I did last summer is that I kept it on the same schedule that I have my fruit trees on, which was during the summer months, deep watering them every week. And I don't know if I should water this thing more or what I can do to make this thing a little bit happier.
Well, you said that... It's a one-year-old tree. Did you recently purchase this tree as a bare root tree, or did you purchase it as a 5 or a 15-gallon container?
No, it came in a 24-inch container, and it was purchased from a local nursery, you know, so it was grown here in Arizona. And, you know, the soil in Apache Junction is not the best going, so they bought some soil that the tree was actually grown in, and we put it in the hole and, you know, that type of thing.
Mulching the surface of the soil would benefit and making sure that you water out to what we call the drip line. If it was purchased as a 24-inch box tree, it's probably at least 8 or 10 feet tall and wide, and you need to make sure you water further out to the drip line.
Hang tight, Mike. We'll help you more off air. We've got June in Phoenix. Nicole in Phoenix wants to talk about orchid trees and spider mites with an open line at 1-888-767-4348. You know, for that box tree, I've always had this kind of theory that however many years in a box is about how many years in the ground before it fully recovers and transitions back to a growing tree.
It's a good rule of thumb.